We're visiting with Osage City girls basketball coach Kate Boss here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, last week you had a big win over Rossville, 53-50 in overtime. However, on Friday night, Opie got you guys 48-42. You're 15-3 with two games left to play. Seeing some really good competition. I know Rossville played Silver Lake, who you also played at the end of January. But what's it like to play some of these good teams in the smaller classifications?
Well, Opie was a pretty good game last night. Just obviously on our end, didn't come out the way we wanted it to be, but they are a very good team, and they're a well-coached team, and we just had too many, didn't shoot well, too many forced shots, things like that, that just kind of didn't work out our way.
You know, what'd you learn from the Opie game? Because now you're going to have one game on Tuesday with St. Mary's, and then you have a really good game with Lebo coming up on the 20th.
Yeah, we talked after the game about, obviously we're competitive people and we don't want to lose, but sometimes we can learn a lot through that and just get back to practice on Monday and start working on some of the things that, we need to clean up some things on offense and continue to put some more focus in rebounding and it just kind of might be good to kind of open our eyes to some of the stuff that we were just kind of getting by with and we really need to be working on.
And looking at a tweet that I got last week in the victory over Rossville, a big three from Lexi Boss to win it for you guys. That's got to be huge for her confidence. And I know, with Campbell Stark and Emery Spies continuing to be consistent, and Kittleman was pretty good for you guys in that game against Rossville.
Yeah, Lexi's three-pointer wasn't a game winner, but it was in overtime, and it was a clutch time.
It was at clutch time. Okay.
Oh yeah, turnaround situation.
Wow.
Kind of keep us rolling. I mean, Lexi plays pretty relaxed. I mean, she's your crash the boards, get loose balls kind of kid, and then she just can shoot, and she hadn't hit much that game, and it was a good kick out to her. It was a good, time to take that shot. Again, like you had said, Georgia had a great game that night. She was, phenomenal. I think she went 7 for 7 from the free throw line, and most of them came in the second half. And Campbell's been playing really well lately, just really wanting the ball and working hard inside and doing the things we need her to do to be, kind of a force in there.
Visiting with Osage City girls basketball coach Kate Boss here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, two regular season games remaining as you guys will take on St. Mary's coming up on Tuesday, and then a week from Tuesday you'll take on Lebo. And both these games mean something because your subs day, if you look at one through five, and if you could even say 1 through 6, every team above 500, and anything can change hands with what happens over this next week and a half.
Yeah, we've had that discussion multiple times. These games at the end of our season are huge games. I mean, there's 6 of the 8 have 10 wins. I mean, we're fighting for getting a home game, the first round of sub-state. I mean, they're super important games. I mean, just for the fact of, showing up and really focusing on that game and not looking ahead, but knowing, that there is some importance for the postseason for us with the games that we're playing in right now.
And what's big, knowing you got one game at a time and then you move on to the next, what's big, and knowing you're going to have some practice time after Tuesday against St. Mary's?
Yeah, I think we're looking forward to that. I mean, we'll have that Tuesday game, practice Monday, have that Tuesday game, then have some time to really focus on just the little things, like I said, that maybe some things in our offense with some picks and some just different things that we need to clean up a little bit, and we can actually have some specific practice times, and then we'll have that game the following Tuesday against Lebo.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck coming up on Tuesday with St. Mary's. Best of luck next week against Lebo. And we'll talk to you again during Substate Week. Hopefully it's before that game that you have in Substate. So two more regular season games and then the potential first round of Substate coming up in a couple weeks. And we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks during Substate Week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dylan.
That is Osage City girls basketball coach Kate Boss joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Osage City Parks and Rec and Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.